Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's the night that we give God the glory and we come back to praise his holy name. And I will say to those beloved who are listening and those who believe what God is doing, and I come this very night, humbly as I know how, to say to some of you, God is on his way back. God is calling on us to become faithful. God is calling on us to be honestly, to do what God has said for us to do. And tonight I just thank God through Jesus Christ for allowing me once again to be able to be on the radio station. There was a time in my life in the last 3 years where I had to just really depend upon God more than ever. Some of you out there who have been attacked by the enemy know what I'm saying. The enemy can't take you away, but he attacks your body. And you think you have some people that's praying with you and believing with you, but somehow, some way, you find out it's not so. But God is always available. And one thing I can say to us tonight, we're going to have a good time if nobody but me, the Father, and the Holy Ghost be in there. But I just want to just say something right quick. I love you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. I thank God for you. I believe God for you. And one thing I want to do, I want to lift up a prayer to God for all the believers that may or may not be listening, but those who call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and know he's the author and the finisher of their faith. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. And Jesus, before we even try to make an attempt to come to the Father tonight, we ask you to look upon us and see if there's any sins, any scars, anything that's wrong, that's negative. We ask you right now to forgive us, and Jesus, and let your blood purge us, wash us, and sanctify us, make us holy, that we can come before the Father. That the Father will not be ashamed. We will not be ashamed of him at his coming. And we're going to thank you tonight, Jesus, for what you've done for us. The many, 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 many blessings unspoken of yet to be in this atrium. And I ask you tonight, I'm asking, I'm believing you right now, that you will just bless right now, Jesus. Allow me to come before the Holy Father and just speak to the Father. Holy Father, tonight's another night in the earth realm. Your eyes upon everything in this earth realm. From heaven to heaven, we said thank you. For the rising of the sun to the setting of it, you still be praised. And we lift our hands and say, yada, 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 yada. And we praise you and we love you, Father, for everything you have done for us. Tonight that I want to take time to just say I love you, I adore you, I thank you for watching over Israel, for we just declare unto your word, he that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep, and we want to thank you because you are still God. And then, Father, because I know tonight's the night that I just press my way in, I believe what you're going to do, I'm thanking you, Father, and what you have me doing. What I started out, I know, Father, I refuse to look back, but I press into the kingdom of God. I believe that there will be some who will be attacked to come on in with what we're doing, Father. And, Father, I ask you tonight in the name of Jesus to speak to the hearts of the believers tonight. Speak to the hearts of the believers. And I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to just walk with us and talk with us and be with us tonight as I be on this radio station, that somebody will call in and get saved. Somebody will call in to have mercy. Somebody will look unto you, the author and the finisher of the faith. Somebody in the seven continents will bow down before Yeshua HaMashiach. Somebody in the Israel. Somebody in the Middle East. Somebody in Russia. Somebody in America. Somebody will come and say, have mercy upon me. And then, Father, I want to pray. as I said before, we were off just a moment. I'll say this to you tonight. We're still on the air. Sometimes we have difficulties understanding. And all I can tell you is God is still good. I want to give you something. I want to introduce you to something that I believe what God is doing for us and through us. If you will bear with me and pray for me, let's watch God have his way. And I want you to know this much. He's the only one. God is. Listen up. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
When I became a man, I put away childish things. But before I became a man, I didn't always fit the shoes of a king. I was a child trying to find his way. And the toys I played with kept my eyes occupied and left my mind in a lustful boyish frenzy. And my playmates had long legs, short skirts, and soft skin. And they cared enough to lie down and wallow with me often. Jezebel turned out...
Nobody greater than you. intercession and covering. Thank you, dear Lord. I thank you for this day. I thank you for my being able to see and hear this morning. I'm blessed because you are a forgiving God and an understanding God. You have done so much for me, and you keep on blessing me. Forgive me this day, for I have sinned. I ask now for forgiveness. Keep me safe from all danger and harm. Let me start this day with a new attitude and plenty of gratitude. Let me make the best of each and every day and give my best in all that is put before me. Clear my mind that I can hear from you. Broaden my mind that I can accept all things. Let me continue to see sin through your eyes and acknowledge it as evil. And when I sin, let me repent and confess with my mouth my wrongdoing and receive the forgiveness of God. And when this world closes in on me, let me remember to slip away and find a quiet place to pray. It is the best response when I am pushed beyond my limits. I know that when I can't pray, you listen to my heart. Continue to use me to do thy will. Continue to bless me that I may be a blessing to others. Keep me strong that I may help the weak. Keep me uplifted that I may have words of encouragement for others. I pray for those that are lost and can't find their way. I pray for those that are misjudged and misunderstood. I pray for those who refuse to share a word from you. I pray for those who don't know you intimately. I pray for those who will not share the word with others. I pray for those that don't believe. But I thank you that I believe that you change people and you change things. I pray for all my brothers and sisters, for each and every family member in their households. I pray for peace, love, and joy in their homes, and that they are out of debt and all their needs are met. I pray that every eye that hears this knows that there is no problem, circumstance, or situation greater than you, Lord. Every battle is in your hands for you to fight. I pray that these words be received into the hearts of everyone who hears them and every mouth that confesses them willingly. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, bless me and my family and all those who are close to me, as well as those who are on my prayer list in a special way. Open supernatural doors in their life today. Save and set free. Give them a double portion of your spirit as we take back everything the devil has stolen. Emotional health, physical health, finances, relationships, children, jobs, homes, and marriages. I cancel every plot, plan, and scheme the enemy has devised against them in the matchless name of Jesus. And I declare, no weapon formed against them will prosper. I speak life into every dead situation. And I thank you that nothing is over until you say it's over. I speak prophetically into all our lives and to all our situations. Our households are blessed. Our health is blessed. Our marriages are blessed. Our finances are blessed. Our jobs are blessed. Our children are blessed. Our grandchildren are blessed. Our parents are blessed. Our siblings are blessed. Our ministries are blessed. And our decisions are blessed. Husbands are on the way. Wives are on the way. Mortgages are paid and canceled. And our heart's desires are on the way according to your perfect will and plan for our lives. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I bind the wills of every person known or unknown, that I am naming within my family, friends, or prayer list. I bind them to the will and mind of Christ. I bind our body, soul, and spirit to the mind, emotions, purposes, and will of God for our lives. I bind our mind, will, and emotions to the will of God. I bind us to the truth and the blood of Jesus. I bind our minds to the mind of Christ, that the very thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart would be within our thoughts. I bind our feet to the paths of righteousness, that their steps would be steady and sure. I bind each of us to God's timing in our lives. I bind us to the work of the cross with all its mercy, grace, love, forgiveness, and dying to self. I loose every old, wrong, ungodly pattern of thinking, attitude, desire, idea, belief, motivation, habit, and behavior from us. I tear down, crush, smash, and destroy every stronghold associated with these things. I loose any stronghold in our lives that has been justifying and protecting hard feelings against anyone. I loose the strongholds of unforgiveness, fear, and distrust from us. I loose the power and effects of deception and lies from us. I loose confusion and blindness of the God of this world from our mind that has kept us from seeing the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I call forth every precious word of Scripture that has ever entered into our mind and heart, that it would rise up in power within us. In the name of Jesus, I loose the power and effects of any harsh word, hard word, word curses spoken to, about, or by us. I loose all generational bondages and associated strongholds from us. I loose all effects and bondages and associated strongholds from us that may have been caused by mistakes we have made. Father, in the name of Jesus, I crush, smash, and destroy generational bondages of any kind from mistakes made at any point between generations. I destroy them right here, right now. They will not bind and curse any more members of these families. I bind the strong man Satan that we may spoil his house, taking back sevenfold every material and spiritual possession he has wrongfully taken from us. I loose the enemy's influences over every part of our body, soul, and spirit. I loose, crush, smash, and destroy every evil device he may bring into our sphere of influences during this day. I loose all negative influences of the world from us. I crush and smash all the deceptions the enemy may try to use to confuse us. I tear apart, wreck, crack, crush, and rip asunder the effective enemy in every area of our lives. Finances, families, homes, work, and businesses. I bind and loose these people in Jesus' name. God has given me the keys and the authority to do so. I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me.
What is it?
In Jesus' name. Amen.
What is it? What is it? What is it, baby? Marty? I thought you was okay.
Oh.
Praise the Lord. Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Tonight I want to bring a quick word, if the Lord permits me to speak unto the people that are listening, and we call this tonight, we call it Meet Me at the Well, and one thing I want to talk to us about, and but sometimes I know that individual decision must be made, but I want to talk about one of the most things that will happen to us. I want to talk about the evangelist. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. And if we read this word, we see what it had to say. And it gave some apostles and some preachers, prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and some teachers. Why? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying the body of Christ. 3 points that we need to understand. Number one is for the perfecting of saints. Secondly, for the ministry. And number three, edifying the body of Christ. When we take hold of what God is saying through us, by us, it moves us to understand some things God is doing for us and what he's saying. When we read and understand in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses, chapter 12 verses 28, and God has set some in the church, single, in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, and miracles, then gifts of healing and helps govern governments, diversity of tongues. See, we're living in a time of 2014 where people don't even believe what God says he's going to do. And I say this to all who are listening, and I say this succinctly. God has not forgotten his people. And I say this because the more I look into God's word and find out the apostles, the prophets, the teachers, and all of the fivefold ministry. But this particular one I want to just zero in with a quick, with a blessed understanding. Remember what I said. We are to perfect the saints for the ministry and the body of Christ. It's all about the body of Christ. And the more we look into the word of God, the word evangelist, it ought to just bring up to us to understand something. You see, in the New Testament, we find this word mentioned various times. First of all, in 4:11, we've already quoted it. In Acts 21 and 18, the Bible speaks to Philip. See, that was an evangelist in the book of Acts. That was an apostle in the book of Acts. There were preachers in the book of Acts. In the book of Acts, there was a whole fivefold ministry. But the church was still infancy, and it was growing in the grace of God. I will say to you tonight that listen to this, that when you meet me at the well, understand, the spirit of the evangelist presides on all of us. The spirit of prophecy presides on all of us. The fivefold ministry presides on all of us. Because all we do is we work in our particular area. And I've always said this, stay in your lane and you don't get confused. Praise God. In 2 Timothy, we find these words. Paul told Timothy was a pastor. Oh, the young man was a pastor. Like my nephew, Jason, he's going to be a young pastor. The New Testament church at the time. He said, dude, not only are you the pastor, but do the work of the evangelist. You got to stir up people thinking. You got to stir up people's attitude. See, a lot of people don't want to hear too much of the T-R-U-T-A. They don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear what they want to hear. They want to say what they want to say. They want to do what they want to do. But I'm here to tell you, God told us to tell them. But I want to stay as close as I can to the sacrament of God. And listen what it says here. The meaning of the word evangelist. One who brings, he evangelists, a good news. He's a good news. He's a messenger of good tidings. The evangelist comes, said, I come to, well, I learned this much in school. The evangelist purpose is to come, praise God, uproot, tear up, shake it up, move it out of the way. In other words, the evangelist come to evolve, turn it over, get everybody back on course. And so if somebody's out there not listening and hearing what God say to do, I would say to them wholeheartedly, the more you try to see what God is doing, God will know this much for you. Can you trust God with all your heart? Can you believe God with all your heart? Can you say, Father, I am doing the work of evangelist. I intend to see everybody I come in contact with to ask them, do they know Jesus? They don't know him? Let me present him to you. Don't fight him. Don't force him. Don't be argumentative with him. And I will say this, the evangelist favorite theme is salvation. That's his favorite theme. It should be all of us. Our theme, we are saved, we are saved, we are saved through the word of Jesus Christ. Salvation comes as an input in our lives. The more we look at being saved, it means we're set out and put in a place where God can use us. Do you want God to use you? Do you really want God to use you? Have you seen what God can do? Do you believe God can do what he say he's going to do? I believe he can. I say this tonight. Somebody's listening to me. And I want you to know this much. God is still there for all of us. No matter how hard we look at it, God say, have patience on me. I was reading in the Word last night, in the book of Psalms. We all know the 23rd number of Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. In green pastures. Here we are in a world where there's a much this and that. But God allows us to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water when all the trouble is being up. But I tell you, I like to go to Psalm 120. He says, I will lift my eyes unto the hill from which comes my help. My help coming from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. And why did he make the heavens? Because he said, as I look unto him, all things are possible. And God says, I am that I am, and beside me there is none other. I remember some time ago in my life, approximately 3 years or more so ago, God has someone to come in my life. And I've read through the scripture, but this one scripture was instructed to me to read Psalm 120. I will lift my eyes up unto heaven. Why? Who made the heavens and the earth? See, God made the heaven and the earth. Not somebody, but let me tell you, in America, we need some people who can say we love God. We've gone here and there, but we have not done what God told us to do. And I want to get off on a tangent, but I want us to stay close to what God has said. The evangelist, when he bring a message, he brings redeeming grace. A lot of us in churches around the world need to have that redeeming grace because God has promised us. He has promised us. If we who live by the word of God, God keeps his eyes on us. And as one teacher used to say, and he keeps a good set of records. And God's not going to forget you. Do I think God's going to forget me? No. Do I know God's on me? At the right time. When's the right time? When's God's time? Well, God time is God time. Not about me. It's about God. The heart and the finish of everything. And I know that Jesus Christ says, Jesus told us, he told Peter when he said, Peter, who do men say that I am? He was evangelizing Peter. And Peter kind of got short circuit. Well, some say you this and some say you that, but Jesus brought it pointedly to their heart. And Jesus brings it pointedly to our heart. He asks us one question. Who do you say that I am? Now, you, my radio audience, I don't see you. I believe you hear me. I believe God got somebody listening. But the question I raise tonight, who do you say that Jesus Christ is? Who do you say? I'd like for somebody to just get with me and say, thou art the Son of the living God. Thou art the Son of the living God. He said, wait a minute. Flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, Peter, but my Father in heaven gave you the word. See, and if we can say in our hearts and believe it, thou art the Christ, and we can say it, thou art the anointed one. Thou art the one who breaks these chains, breaks these things that the enemy come against us. We're in a warfare, And don't fool yourself. Do not be tricked by silence. Do not be tricked by blindness. Do not be tricked. Satan desires to sift us like wheat. But Jesus told Peter, gave us a prime example. He said, but I have prayed. See, Jesus done prayed for us. That's what I love about it. He now had prayed. He has prayed. Why? That we won't fall to the temptation. And let me tell you something. The flesh needs to be destroyed daily. You must consecrate your spirit that your flesh can come under rule of the spirit. Because the spirit is life indeed. Flesh has but a moment in time, a moment now, a moment yesterday, but a moment in time is an eternity. And I can say this to you, to us that believe tonight, I believe that God is moving forward in his word. And let me show you something as I begin to do the study and prepare to say to you tonight. One thing that when Phillips had just one message, he had only one message. How many of y'all, one preacher I used to know, he said, I only got one mission. The message one Sunday was, do you love God? The next message, Sunday, do you love God? The third Sunday, do you love God? Somebody said, why the same message? Because it should be one message. It should be the high top. It should be the apex of our ministry. There is one message. We must get to know Jesus Christ. And somebody that don't know him, it behooves us to get them to know Jesus Christ that he can take it to the Father. As I was praying, I've come to understand this. And all of my years, Jesus said, no man or woman can get to the Father except he comes by me. Now let me pause. No one can get to the Father, to have a conversation with the Father, to ask the Father to help. No one can get there. No one can get there. What God says, God has put it so strict to us. God says to us, he is who he say he is. And I will say this to everybody. Somebody, listen up. Listen up. Peter mentions to Samaria. He said these words, went down to the Samaria and preached Christ, hallelujah. Preached Christ unto them, the anointed unto them. A lot of people want to go and talk about the bebop, bop, boop, 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 but we need preachers today who will go and talk about and preach Jesus Christ, the Son of a living God. The only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And Jesus Christ is the one we, and I submit to you tonight, without him, we can do nothing. I'd like to say this tonight to the listening audience. Philip's message was to the eunuch. See, he had a message for the church down, when it went down to Samaria. We know in the Bible, we see Samaria right now in the Middle East. They're rocking and rolling over there because there's a fight going on. But here, he comes in and finds a eunuch. He says this in the book of Acts. Acts, he says, 35. Then Philip opened his mouth, and began at the same scripture and preached to them Jesus Christ. He went to the same scripture. My God Almighty. One notice that one characteristic of it all is that evangelists, no matter what scripture begins, we don't end with the same scripture. See, the evangelist, because I said, remember, he has one. Philip, if you take notice, an evangelist, he comes with a saving, redeeming message to the church. He starts at and ends up with the pastor. Because when the evangelist gets started, a lot of people don't like for... Everybody don't want to have the evangelist in their midst because he is a revealer. He is a revealer. He motivates. He tears down. Let the pastor see his weakness. And you know what? I say this. When I was pastor, but I'm going to do it again. Sometimes We need to have somebody to lift us up and be right there for us. Don't think the church belongs to you. It don't belong to Dr. Hunter, Apostle Hunter, Pastor Hunter. It belongs to the body of Jesus Christ. I am just a servant. I don't care if you got the largest church in the world. It's still Jesus Christ. It's still Jesus Christ. The church belongs to him. He is the head of the church. So let's come in connection with God is saying. And if I take scripture and go to a little further, I want you to understand tonight because this is moving on my heart. Philip, he said, yeah, Jesus, I love him. See, all of a sudden, he was a deacon, a helper. That's what he was. He was a deacon. And, you know, people look on today, when I grew up, a deacon, they run the church. Oh, I forgot to say, they run the church now. They have it set up as a pastor will abide by what they say, and that's their law. And you know what? Everybody got to give an account for that. Every pastor got to give an account. Some pastors are so boned down. One pastor that I met, two pastors I met, three pastors I met, some said, well, we just don't do that here. No, we don't let that happen. Why? The deacon said it don't happen. Well, that's why I know Holy Ghost moved in that church. That's why I know grace is moving that church. People get all upset. Well, if you are ready to reach out and touch the untouched and tell the untold what Jesus Christ has said, you need to get S-A-V-E-D. You need to R-E-P-E-N-T. You need to come to him and say, I need help. As I did, I said again, I need your help, Jesus. He'll ask you, well, how can I help you? Will you accept all of my sins and forgive me for everything I've done wrong? Will you forgive me? And I believe in my heart, Jesus will do it. He'll draw you in close to him. He'll nurture you close to you. And he'll tell you, I love you. And you know what John laid in the bosom of Jesus Christ? I just like to lay in the bosom of Jesus did. And they said because John was loved by Jesus. Because he was the youngest, he was clothed, and he was always right there. Let me show you something. Hallelujah. When we come before God, we need to come through Jesus Christ. And I've always said this. Before you get in my house, you got to come to the door. If the doorkeeper's in there, you don't get in the house because they ain't got no key on the outside. I'm using you as a perfect example. See, everybody want to go to church, but nobody want to give God the glory. See, I believe in the month of August that's going to be a great anointing like we've never seen before. Because I've asked God, and God is going to do it. Not because I've asked, but the body of Christ have asked it. I am sick and tired of dead churches. I am sick and tired of people playing church. I am sick and tired of people saying, this is my church. This is what I got you in. Let me tell you something. You got the Holy Ghost, let's go. If you got the Holy Ghost, let me just go out there and raise it up. Let's go. Are you with me? Listen to this. Acts 6. Yes, Lord. I have to pause because the Lord is moving on me so beautifully. I love him for everything he's doing for me. Father, in the midst of what you're saying right now, somebody out there in radio land, I don't even see, but somebody needs some help right now. Somebody needs some help right now in their right side. On the right side of their body, there is healing. All they got to do is receive it and confess Jesus Christ as their Lord. They can receive it right now. I believe it, Father. I believe it, Father. Somebody's leg right now. You're straightening out somebody's leg. for the blood is clotted. Yes, Lord. The blood is dry. Ooh, what are the blockages? Father, I thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you for giving the gifts. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I praise you. I adore you. I magnify your name. For without you, I can do nothing. I said, thank you. Thank you. Somewhere tonight, somebody is still in witchcraft. Somebody is still a practitioner. I come to let them know the blood of Jesus Christ can wash it away. If you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord, to the homosexual, to the lesbian, to the backbiter, to the adulterer, who a man is married, to a woman is married, to the husband, repent. Jesus Christ's blood makes it fresh and new. It's single. His blood washes away all sin. Yes, it does. Thank you, Father. Because I come tonight in the midst of what you just had me to do, and I was delivering your word, but you moved on my heart to pray for somebody out there. Somebody got a miracle happening right now. Somebody in the hospital right now that I don't even know, but you know. But you're healing them, Father, because I'm praying for them. I don't know the name of John or Jane, but you're, right now they're being touched. Their body's been made whole in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. I believe it. I believe it. May not look like it, may not act like it, but I believe. I believe your word. Your word is sure. Your word is quick. Your word is full of life. I thank you in the name of Yeshua. And yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I love you. I adore you. I magnify you. I thank you for everything you have done. Hallelujah. 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 Paul, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then, Father, tonight that I thank you. Because to meet me at the well, somebody tonight will come on this radio station, I believe, Father, that I don't know about, but the word will be given to them. I pray that my life be a standard before you, Father, that when I let the word flow from my mouth, it will be your words and not my words. It will be your actions and not my actions. For you said your word is alive and it's quick. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. And I want to thank you, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. I want to thank you for Jesus Christ, the author and the finish of our faith. And I ask you to look upon every house in America that calls on the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Every house. I ask that the anointing doctrine will fall on these houses. Like never before. Moreover, Father, I'm asking you in Houston, Texas, that there will be a great move of the Holy Ghost, Father. There will be a great outpouring. And, Father, we bow before you and call upon you and believe, because there is no God like you. You're the only true God. And I call upon your name tonight. I want to evangelize. I want to bring in the redeeming aspect of it. I want to stir them up. I want to stir them up. Stir them up. Stir them up. I want to stir them up. Somebody needs stirring up tonight. Even me needs stirring up. Somebody pray for me that I get stirred up to move to the next level. I don't want to be laying around. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you for the healing of our bodies. Hallelujah. I love you tonight, and I praise you. I pray for my son. I pray for my daughter. I pray for her husband. I pray for his wife. I pray for my grandson. I pray more for the seed bearer, the mother, Marty. I pray for her right now in the name of Jesus, that you will bless her. Every need is met. Every desire is met. And, Father, we just believe, Father, as the head of the household, I believe, Father, that all things are possible because we believe. It don't look it like it, but it is, because we're trusting in you. Hallelujah. I want to thank you, Father, today that somebody's calling on your name right now. Somebody right now. Even though, Father, somebody behind the radio, they're calling on the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Somebody knows there's no name like that name. Somebody knows that can reach out and touch that name. There will be anointing like never before. There will be fire like never before. Fire in every room of my house tonight. Fire. Fire all over America, Father. I pray this night for the peace in Israel. I pray, Father, there will be peace coming like we've never seen before. This night, through Jesus Christ, we want to do the work of the evangelist on the radio. I want to say hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Oko de sikiri ande sokorande tidia. Mambo huhande. Lede de babobo sata. Lede mambobo yata. Lede mamba sikiri yota toko te se. And then, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, somebody, some man, some woman that's crying out to you to have mercy upon them. Somebody that needs a job right now. They need a job they qualify for right now. In the name of Jesus. I don't know them, Father, but you know them. I pray for them right now. I pray your will be done. Your will be done in their lives. I give you the glory tonight, Father. You're the only one. You're the only true God. And Father, because you have stirred up us, stir us up, stir us up, stir us up. Give me the fullness of the gospel to deliver it. I'm asking you for the special and supernatural, supernatural, supernatural power. Not of Willie Hunter, not of Willie Jane Boyd Hunter, but of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May he take this body, purge it, surge it, use it to the glory of God. This body is dead, but it's alive in Jesus Christ. And I want to thank you right now. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you for those who are coming to the revival. Thank you, Father. I see a great outpouring of the fire on that church at 4500 Laura Coffey. There's an outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon that church. Hallelujah. I praise you. I love you. I adore you. I magnify you. And then, Father, tonight I just say you're the only one. And I just want to thank you. I want to thank you. Father, you let me just teach some more. Will you teach me to teach some more? Teach me your word more to live by, to talk about it, to understand that without the word, Hunter can't do nothing. But with the word, Hunter can do all things. Not some things, but all things. And tonight, I just say this, Father. I want to stand and say as Paul said. I preach the gospel. There's a burning in our hearts for the word, the fire of the word. Light it up. Let our life become a candle. Let our thoughts, our reactions, our actions become one. Unify in the body of Christ. Tonight's the night, Father, that I said thank you. Because it wasn't for you doing what you're doing so far, I wouldn't be able to stand where I'm standing right now. But it's because of you I can lift up my hand and say, Adi ayata wote, hita yata wote, yata. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. He is the God of our Father through Jesus Christ. We call on him right now that the righteousness come through the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And Father, tonight, we just said thank you. We said thank you. We praise you. We love you. We adore you. We magnify you. And I want to just say I love you. Hallelujah. 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 Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Holy Father. Somebody somewhere, somebody, oh, come the hushi. Ilele mabasa. Ilele mababu yande sikisha. Lele mahu yande. Halele bababu satara. Bababu otasa. Bababu vasi onde kilede lewo. Ayo shande de da 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 da. Lele mababu shande. Lele mababu shande. Lamba ko lambe ki onde hiata ya. Olambe ko yande sikiria soria ta 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 sa. Lele mababu yande. Lambe ko hombe ko lambe de deuta. Lambe ko lambe si chata ta soha. Lele mababu sande lele baba. Lambe ko lambe hi shande ri. Lele hape sori kambi di ho sande di ho sande di ho sande di ho sande. Baba Baba Yande the Sandy, he chanted the water. Ande Hala Baba Bot Sandy the water. Lamba calls under he sanded the wood, sanded the yata. Lambo co who shande. Lambo co shande colande kichande cohonda. Halle the Mapa Bot Sandy he chata. Lace co shanda to teacha. Lambo co shande city the yota tasa. Lady Onco who shata. Lada does a Sandy under say. No, what are the butter me and Murella? Lambeco Sunday. Lande titiande he sanded the otta. Lambeco Sunday he chatter. Lambeco Sunday the hunter he chanded the otta. Lambeco home boy at the dollar. Oh, kicky gonko shande. Larry Papa Boyan de otta. La Papa Boyan de seeky the under so. Lord Papa seeky the under. Nga ho za unda. Unda ki kunko sonda kalari ande sekirio. Lambe ko sande hi shandere. Eko ra sikari aso. Lande sotere aso. Lambe ko sande hi ota. Lambe ko sande hi ota. Lane ho sande hi ato te sikiri ande sa. Lande sekiri aso ande. Lambe ko sande ki shandere ho. Lemo bubo sande hi ha. Lande ko sande hila. Olere bobo soto riota. Lante soti diande sekiria soto. Lande ko lande sekiriande sokoriande hi. Lamba ko sande hi shata so. La he loro raba basa. Lare ko sande di hosha. La kiko, lare ko shoria. Alere bobo sande di ho. Oko soti diata. Mowa mabo si onde sekiriande. Alandri onde di sikiri ande se ti diota, lamba co sande sikiri asota, e lande bosote di asonde di basote, alambe di socori asande, laribo bosande di hishande di, alere ma bosote di, lambe co sande di hishote di, lambe co sande di uto, alene your word, somebody out there, right now praying for you. I don't know who you are. I don't know your name. God hasn't given it to me. But he says there's a group of women that's being held in bondage right now in America. And God is setting a way for you to escape. Give God the glory. I don't know how God's going to set you free. But God told me to tell you, you're going to be set free tonight. Tonight. He says there was a group of women that's being held captive right now. They're being set free. How? I don't know, but I know God has a way of doing it. His word is sure. His word is pure. And I want to thank you for tonight, Father. I want to thank you for tonight. Tonight's the night that I just praise you. I said, meet me at the well. You meet me at the well, Holy Father, in the name of Jesus. You let me come into your presence. And I love you for it. Yes, I do, Lord. Oh, yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do. I know there are many things you want to do in this earth realm. Use this body. Use this body. Use it. Use this mind. Use my eyes, my ears. Use all parts of my body that you be glorified. That you be glorified. Bless the pastor. Bless my pastor. Bless the teachers. Bless the school. All to name. Ochla. Hikoras Horia. Olande Kora Hete. Nambiko Lambiko Sata. In the name of Jesus Christ.
I praise you. I love you. I adore you. I magnify your name. And I thank you for everything you're doing for us right now. I praise you. I love you. I adore you. I magnify your name. And Father, some way, somehow, you're raising us from zeros to moving up. To moving up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Korasi, sekata, lemba korambi hiha no, elele mabosota ha, lemba kosoko sikoro, lori papo papayande, nari papa yo, papa tionde, lari mama dionde kilande diosa, lande kosidio kosa, lari papa payande sitiria, lori kasidio kosha, lemba kosoko kosha, lamba kosande hichata, la sekirionde kisa, lori papa sata. I love you, Father. I thank you. Yes, Lord. Tonight's your night. Hallelujah. I love you. I praise you. I adore you. I magnify your name. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the living God. Do you love him? Do you love him? I want to let you know, see, there is no love like the love of God. No love. God is so good. His mercy endures forever. And there is no God. Hallelujah. Let me just show you what Paul was continuing to say, if the Holy Spirit allow me, but I just thank God for the movement. He says it's a supernatural advertisement. I want to be supernatural in it and make an advertisement and say it to you with much love. He says, there was something to see and to be heard when we preached the way Philip preached. Something began to happen as the people with one accord gave heed unto those things with Paul, with Philip spake, hearing, underscore, seeing miracles, miracles, which he did. God used him. I want God to use me according to the book of Acts 8:6. I want God to use me the same way. I want people to hear and see miracles. Are you listening to me out there in the radio land? Somebody out there, praise the living God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, praise his holy name. Nobody but God. And the more we trust God and believe God, see, when we want to say, because I'm looking for it in Houston. Houston is not a deadbeat. Satan got it being a deadbeat, but we come to push him aside because the anointing of God is flowing, is flowing, is flowing. Those who can believe it, those who can receive it, if you're a pastor, you're a teacher, you're an apostle, you can receive it, the fivefold, because I'm here to challenge. Every day, there is a new day. There is a new time. There is a new hour. There is a day that God wants to use us. There is a time that we must come before him and surrender all we have before him. I surrender. I surrender everything that you might use me in this last hour. Hallelujah. Somebody said, when's the last hour? The last hour is right now. It's right now. God is calling for somebody. And I want to tell you something right now. If you can just believe and see what God is doing. With God. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. I want somebody to know that there's no God. And I just say this to you. See, a lot of folks playing church. I don't have time to play church. It's all about my salvation. Am I gonna stand in your way? Nope. Nope. Ain't gonna happen. Just not gonna happen. Either with me or you're gone.
That's how I see what God is doing. What God is doing today, God is calling many people. And I can say tonight to those of us who are listening, to somebody's listening, I'm calling a beloved sister to see if she's on the line. Hallelujah. And I want to understand one thing. Hallelujah. The more we trust God.
Minister Pleasant with RSGHC Ministry. No one is available to
see?
Make a call. Please leave your name, number, and a brief message. Someone will return your call shortly. Thank you very much and have a blessed day.
Tonight, Father's RSG Ministry, I call on that phone right now, and I believe that the anointing that's needed to move to the next level would happen. I just believe tonight as I touch this phone, it will go to her body. She will see whatever she needs right now. Father, you have an angel that will give it to her right now. I ask you, Father, in the name of Yeshua Mashiach, that you will bless her, bless from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. May she come under the authority of the Holy Spirit, and understand what you call her to do in the name of Jesus. By you touching her body right now, by you moving her body, by you showing right now, is my prayer right now in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. I love her, and I thank you for her, and God bless her. And may the peace of God forever be with her. I called to pray for my brother Ananias. I called by the laying of my hands on the phone. I pray right now that he will receive the anointing for the things he needs, for the desires he needs. I speak it into his life. I command the evil spirit to release him and let him go, that he's set free, his wife, his whole house is set free in the name of Jesus. I want to thank you tonight for Ananias, for his attitude, his loveness for the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Will you bring him closer to your Father? Will you show him that how much you love him? That you let him know that without him you can do nothing? And Father, I just want to thank you for Ananias, that you will bring him to that place called there. And on his house right now, in his house where he is right now, I speak a word as I stand in the Spirit and speak a word. Blessings, 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 blessings. Heal, 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 help, help. All he need in Jesus' name I pray. And may God bless him, may he keep him. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. I ain't got time to pray. I got to obey God. I got to obey God. I got to obey him. Just a moment. Father, in the name of Jesus, you call me to call and pray for him. I'm praying for him. I'm praying you make him a strong individual. Whatever he needs in his life right now, Father, you promised that you will give him all he needs, Father, that we need to do what's to be done. I want to thank you for Ray, for every attitude he's had of right. And I believe, Father, you're going to raise him to a new level, and people will see him like they've never seen him before. I want to thank you for everything he's doing. He's trying to reach and reach and tell the untold. And as you put it on my heart to pray for him tonight, I'm obeying you, Father. Not what I want, but I'm obeying you, Father. But you know Ray better than I do. Will you keep him? Will you direct him? In Jesus' name, my prayer. Amen. 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 God bless you. I'm obeying God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Take care. That's all I'm going to do is obey God tonight. That's all I want to do is obey him. That's all. That's all. That's all. Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in obedience to you, Father, tonight you have me to call your beloved son. I called him to let him know that all things are working as he have believed. Tonight's a night that we both touch and agree for the blessing of Abraham through Jesus Christ our Lord and made possible. I thank you tonight for our beloved brother and what you've shown me in my prayer time tonight. I lift up his name through Jesus Christ, that he'll be great apostle, the great pastor, teacher you've called him to be, and may all the things you have blessed for him as healed right now. And I stand in the spirit right now and face his house and ask you that you breathe on that house the fire of the Holy Ghost. Breathe on that house the fire of the Holy Ghost. May every need be met, every desire. It's in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you're doing for him right now. And I'm moved by the Spirit to tell you, God said he loves you. And do not be a short patient, but be consistent. Because what you're doing, some don't look like it's going to make it. But God say you've already made it, just right around the step. Hallelujah. 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 I'm calling everybody. I'm obeying God. I'll talk with you later. I'll talk to you later, amen. Brother. Amen.
Okay. God bless.
Amen. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I call upon your name right now for my beloved sister, that you will bless her. I call her to a closer walk with you. And Father, because in my obedience, I'm obeying you. You see, everybody on my phone, call them and pray for them. I'm obeying you, Father. Right now, I don't know what her desire is, but I believe there's a need that she has before you. That she has not released it, but because you, Father, know right now in the bottom of her heart, and I'm asking you right now to breathe upon her head right now, to breathe upon her head, the fire, to breathe upon her head, the fire, and let the Holy Ghost just permeate her whole soul, mind, and body. I want to thank you for her attitude. I want to thank you for obedience. I want to thank you for standing firm, standing still, and I just want to thank you for her. I want to thank you that she's my sister in the body of Christ. I believe today is a good day, Father. We walk together by faith in this fire. The enemy is a liar. He's come to attack all that I know, but he's a liar, and I done told him so because the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach is around her. From the sole of her feet to the crown of her feet, bless her tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Let the fire breathe upon her. Let it breathe upon her. Let her have a good night of sleep. In Jesus' name is my prayer. I love you, sister. God bless you. I'm blessed. I got to finish up the prayer time. I'll call you back when I finish. I'm obeying God, okay?
Okay.
All right. Father, tonight is the night after you've instructed me to call for all the believers and pray for them. And as I continue to say, the blessings of Abraham through Jesus Christ is upon Butler right now, his whole house, what he's doing. You will bless him. You will keep him. As I call on the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, that you will raise us all up at this hour we stand in. For there are many things the enemy is trying to attack the body of Christ with, but we want to stand together and affirm our faith through Jesus Christ. For you said, faith is now, and we believe you, God. We come to you, and I come to you right now with Butler and myself and all of us that believe that the strongholds of darkness
was cast down, for sickness is cast down, disease is cast down, there is peace in his house and his heart. And everything he does right now, and I'm asking, let the bush, let the fire of the Holy Ghost fall upon him. And whoever hears this message, in the name of Yeshua, I breathe upon the fire. I breathe upon the fire, the supernatural fire that's needed for butter that's moving this out. The supernatural fire. In Jesus' name is my prayer. Amen. Amen.
Your recording time is about to
Father, in my obedience to what you told me to do, I come praying for Brother Henderson, his wife, his whole house, and everything that you have been connected with. Tonight that I call upon you to say, it's in the name of Jesus Christ that all things are made possible. Well, there's a need in their lives, you will bless them. Right now, as I see the house, I pray as I stand in the spirit, I call those things right. I speak those things right. I command all sickness and disease to leave according to their faith. And I believe tonight, Father, that you have moved the body of Christ to a new level. You made some changes around the world. You're making changes around this globe. You're bringing the believers in closer to walk by faith and not by sight. Look beyond the flesh and look unto Yeshua HaMashiach. I pray for him and his wife and all of his seedling. I pray this night, I pray you will bless him. Will you keep him, Father? Will you keep my beloved brother and his wife and his son? Will you keep him, Father? It's my prayer. I pray you will bless him. Let the anointing be on the workshop, on the top of his head, oh, to the sole of his feet. May he feel it when he come and hear this on the phone. It's in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. I bless him, I bless him, I bless him. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise him. Hallelujah. 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 Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, this is Brother Hunter whom I'm speaking with. Hello?
This is Brenda.
Brenda?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm blessed of the Lord and favored.
Amen. Amen. Did you hear the prayer the Lord sent to you?
No, sir. I just say, call in now.
Yeah. Well, I want to tell you because God is right in there. God is just moving like never before. He is moving right now. Are you ready to receive a blessing?
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen. Because I want to tell you, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that I come right now. By the laying of my hands upon this radio station right now, that you would touch Brenda right now in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Yes,
right now. Not by words, but by faith, Father. I believe tonight you move me to contact the people of God to let them know there was a new change revolving around the first. There's a new change It's according to your faith. It's according to your belief. It's according to what Jesus told you can have. You said all things work together to those who believe. And we believe in your word, Jesus. I pray right now that Brenda right now, that she'll be able to lose the weight she's trying to get rid of, the attitudes that's holding on to her, so pushed down. All the things that Satan has tried to push her against, I command him in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, loosen her and let her go in Jesus' name. Father, for you raising her up right now. You're blessing her right now. You're blessing her. And she knows it right now. We see the power. We see the anointing like never before. And tonight's the night that I just call on you and I thank you tonight because you are doing a great, marvelous work. I bind the enemy of darkness and call him a liar face to face. You have no victory. Jesus is a victory in our life. We take authority and we just speak it tonight over this radio station. We believe. We believe right now, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And Father, I speak healing to the bodies. I speak healing to the bodies. I speak healing around seven cousins. I speak healing tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will touch and heal. Heal! Let the anointing flow. Let the supernatural, let the supernatural power flow this radio station. Somebody out there, Bobo Santa, Lady Mabobo Shande, Opa Siki Yobobo, Lady Mabobo Santa, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, let under her feet, let the fire move right now. And we bind and call the devil a liar face to face. And I pray, God, that all of us will come submitting them more to you because you are the author and the finisher. And the work you say you're about to do in this last hour that we now leave, we don't know if it's a year, 10 years, 20 years, or this last hour. But with you every hour, but it's less a 1,000 years ago. But right now we call on your name because we know the name is above everything. Somebody tonight on the radio station, somebody knows to call the Nidabu Brother Nidhi on the Kahayata, Ikonkunku Shadeita, Lamba Kohuhu Wapapayane, Woko Shadebapaposo, Woko Shione. And we take authority in the name of Jesus. We bind sickness, cancer, heart attacks. We come against it in the name of Jesus. We come against every disease in the name of Jesus. Either viola that's trying to come into America, we bind it in the name of Jesus. And we send it back. We send it back to the name of Jesus. We send it back. We declare and decree right now that's healing of hearts, healing of minds, healing of minds that the devil tried to steal back. Healing of blood vessels, they open up right now. All seven systems of this body is healed by the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Somebody somewhere is calling you right now, Father. And I'm asking you right now because you're the only true God. You can do what I can't do, what I know, Father. You move me to be on this radio station for the time you have to lift up prayers. To lift up the prayer warriors, to lift them up, Father. For then we need you. Without you, we can do nothing. We believe in your word. You said in Psalm verses 128, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and earth. And because you are made the heaven and earth, we look unto you. You are the author and the finisher. And Jesus, because you promised us, you said, if we can believe, all things are possible. And we believe it, we believe it right now. Hallelujah. I believe right now, Father, from one coast to the other coast, that there's an anointing like never before. There's anointing around me. There is anointing, a supernatural anointing that's flowing through this phone line right now. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And by the touching of this radio station, fire will go out, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're going to see somebody. We're going to know tomorrow. I don't know what happened. We know it was the Lord. Wasn't the pastor. Wasn't the preacher. Wasn't the teacher. Wasn't the evangelist. It was the Lord Jesus Christ who said, take my place, Jesus. Take my place and use me. Use my body. Use my eyes. Use my ears. Use my whole, use this body, Use it, Father, that you be glorified. I want to thank you tonight for all my sisters and brothers that I've called thus far, that you will keep us in the same man. Ho-ho-ho-sha, le-ma-ba-bo-yande, he-ko-ho-sha, le-ma-ko-sha-ta, yo-ko, yo-ba-bo-sa, breathe, fire, fire, supernatural fire, supernatural fire.
Yes,
open up the eardrums right now, Father. Open up that eardrum as a problem. Woo! Yes, Lord. Woo! Open it up, Father. Woo! Woo!
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes. And I praise you. And I love you. Father. Woo!
Oh, God.
Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost fire.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Breaking every yoke. Breaking every lie that's being told against the body of Christ. Breaking it. Breaking it. Breaking it. Breaking it. Every liar. Every lie we've told, breaking it. Every wrongdoing that we've done, breaking it. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. We ask you tonight. Hallelujah. And Father, I just thank you. Oh, hallelujah, Father. Oh,
thank
hallelujah,
you,
Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah, Holy Father.
Thank you.
Father,
thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you tonight. Father, let us be supernatural individual, not just natural. Let us be supernatural. Let us believe what we say and say what we believe, that we might magnify the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, that you will bless us.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I pray tonight, Father. I pray tonight. But I'm on my assignment, Father. I thank you tonight. And because tonight you got the call, Father, tonight for the prophetess, I pray right now for her. I pray, Father, every need, every desire, every manifestation, everything that's beyond understanding is of you, Father. Not what we desire, but what you say we can have. I want to thank you for the prophet. I want to thank you for her. I want to thank you not only for her, but for all who have heard the word that are rolled out of my Lord Jesus Christ. That somebody tonight have heard words that have been spoken, and someone didn't want to believe it, but it's the truth. I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you, Father, right now, for the words that are alive and are full of life and come before. And I said, thank you, Father. Right now, every need is met, every desire is met. And right now, Father, I pray your word be full. Your word, ngahayahata. You got in a place called there. I thank you, Lord. Yeah, you got in a place called there. You got her, Father. But I pray constantly that you will keep her there, that you will give her that anointing. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
That anointing that breaks the back of the enemy. When the devil got someone all bent over, by the laying of the hands, they are touched and made whole. Blinded eyes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Well, that woman can have babies by the laying of the hands. The Philippian 2's open up, Father. Whoa, praise you. Praise you tonight. That man who's walking like a woman, he'll become a man. like he's supposed to. That woman who wants to like a man will come like a woman supposed to. I come against the darkness tonight in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach and declare and decree nothing formed against the body of Christ at this hour. From this day forward, you're the biggest liar. Father, yes, 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 not my word, your will be done. Not my will, but yours be done. Woo! Yes, Lord. Oh, mama, mama, woo! Praise you, Father. And right now, Father, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So much joy. So much joy. So much joy. So much joy. We're doing the work of the apostle. We're doing the work of the evangelist. We're doing the work of a teacher. We're doing the work of a pastor, of a prophet. We're doing that work because it's the body of Christ that we be unified, that we come to one understanding for the body of Christ. Teach us. Teach us to love one another. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh God, my God. Oh God, my God. How awesome is thy name. For there's none like you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for everything you have done. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I just continue to do what you said. I pray. I believe. I can see. And I just believe, hallelujah, and Father, it's your word is fire, fire, fire of your word, fire of your spirit. Hallelujah. And we pray this night, Father, we just believe that the things we need has already been met. Somebody in the hospital room needs help right now. Somebody we're trying to reach right now needs to hear the word of God. Somebody. Hallelujah. And Father, tonight by obedience that you have done, tonight as I've called this person that's on the phone, I pray this night that you will bless them. I pray every need is met, every need of that house. We destroy the attitude of the enemy and call him a liar before the boldness. He's a liar. He has no right to reside where you live. We cast him out in the name of Jesus, that the blood of Jesus Christ will never be forever. I pray for your husband. I pray for the children. I pray for the parents. I pray this night in the name of Yeshua. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost move upon you. Let the fire, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Amen. Not my will, Father, but yours. Not mine, but your will be done. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Not my will, but your will be done.
Yes, Lord.
I love you. I love you, Father.
Yes.
I love you, Father, for everything you have done for us. Oh, Father. Oh, Father. I praise you tonight. I love you tonight.
Yes.
And I adore you tonight. And I magnify you. I thank you for everything you have done. I thank you, Father, for everything you have done. Somewhere, some way, somehow, Father, we just desire, we just love you. And Father, we praise you. And we praise you, Father. And tonight, Father, we call this sister and we believe your word to be full of fire. Every need, every desire is met tonight for her. And I pray this night that the anointing will be over her like never before. Let the anointing be over her. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Blessed are going, blessed are coming, blessed are seeing, blessed are getting there. But you lay down, you get up. Let that anointing be with her. In the name of Jesus, I pray in this day in the name of Jesus, you will stretch forth your hand to her father and bring her to close to walk with your father. And you will bless her and you will keep her. My prayer is obedience that you told me to do tonight. I'm obeying you, Father. Now, there's a blessing that you're depositing in her houses right now. You're depositing a blessing right now. And she receives it in the name of Jesus. And God bless her and God keep her. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And Father, I want to thank you. I want to thank you tonight, Father. Okosha. Lemamosote. Okoshande. Lamokosidia. Yes, Lord. Your word. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And Father, we just say tonight, hallelujah, because it's you, Father, everybody, you told me to call me. I'm obeying you, Father. Not my will, but your will be done. Oh, Papa, seek it, Yokosa. Hallelujah. 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 Your word is full of fire. Yokosa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Father, tonight as we call to pray for taking notes, I pray you will bless her, bless her husband, bless her children, bless everything that they desire to do in righteousness, holiness. And Father, tonight I come against the enemy and I call him a liar from point A to point Z. You don't have no rights. You lost them all. Loose and let go in the name of Jesus. Because we believe we have that right. We have that authority. It's in us. We believe it. Loosen it. Let go. And let go in the name of Jesus. And Father, you will score up of a CD. I take authority in the name of Jesus and declare and decree that there is righteousness flowing in that house right now. There is holiness. There is holiness right now flowing in that house. In the name of Jesus. And I praise you and I love you and I adore you. And I thank you for everything you're doing right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. And let the man stand up be a man. Let him get filled with the Holy Ghost like never before. There is a movement in this world we live in right now. The Holy Spirit is coming by. He's shaking hands with those who are going to see what he's doing in your life. He's going to make a difference. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord. Your word is so powerful. Your word is so powerful. Hallelujah.
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 And I praise you tonight, and I adore you tonight, and I thank you tonight for everything you're doing. Hallelujah. Praise you tonight. Without you, Father, we can do nothing. But you said you'd meet us at the wheel. You say you need us at the wheel. At the wheel, we can pull in Vulture. We can raise up. We can raise up the dead. We have that anointing, Father. We have that anointing. I believe tonight, Father, that we're calling the believers as to say, to them in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we come to pray and believe and stand in full force with them in the name of Jesus to declare this night the enemy has nothing. Loosen his hold in the name of Jesus. All he's stolen shall be restored. For the word of the Lord come forward. In the name of Yeshua. And Father, tonight, that as I obey you and calling for all the one on the phone that I have, you said you would bless them. Every desire, every need, even the quench of a thirst, you said you'd miss it. And Father, right now in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I speak peace in the house. While there's need to be peace, I speak complete healing in the bodies. I speak it even in my own body as you're raising it up from where it was it is right now. I want to thank you for everything right now. I'm believing, Father, that the anointing, the supernatural anointing, we want to do those things that Jesus said. He said, these things that come by. Father, we just believe it's supernatural.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we believe that we have the gift to lay hands on the sick. They shall see. We believe we can see, and we just believe when laying hands on, we can pray for them. We can destroy all blood clots. We can, for all seven parts of the body will be made whole, the liver, the heart, the lung. All parts internally will be healed in the name. Ooh, kosha. And Father, right, whoa, somebody right now in this sister's family is getting a healing right now. It's not here in Houston, but somebody is afar. God is healing a person that she knows right now. Oh, get it ever more, child. And heal, Father. Heal in the name of Jesus. And my praise, I will wait you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Love you.
Hey, stay on the phone. Don't leave. Stay there. Don't leave. Stay right there. Oh, sha. Disha ta ta sa ta ta ta. Oh, pasa. Mama mayo. Eko. Ela na si kiriyo. Oh, sha. Oh, sha ta sa ti. Hey, mama o si ande. Eko sa. Hallelujah. Mama o si o tehi. And Father, we thank you tonight. We just thank you right now for these sisters on the phone, the faithful one. And you said, Father, as one of the women stayed with Jesus, hallelujah. And she said, where is my master? Hallelujah. Mary just stood there. She stood. But Father, because of her, we've been able to see a change like never before in the lives of women. I want to thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you would touch right now. Touch right now, in the name of Jesus, you bless them, and you keep them right now. And Father, tonight's the night because the enemy thought he won the battle, we done lost it. Because you've given your angels charge to watch over, and for this we said thank you. We said thank you.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah. Dr. DeLewis? Hold on. Father, in the name of Jesus, I call upon her, the president of our Bible school. I pray you will bless her and keep her. You will give her what she needs at this hour. I call the devil a liar. I call him a liar. He's a liar from the word to go. We just stop him right now. We speak to her the peace of God. We speak it flows through her. We speak understanding to her. We speak the peace that multiplies peace. I pray this day in the name of Jesus that you give her the fullness of the supernatural power that you've given to her to go do what you call her to do. And we just believe right now, Father, because you have made her the president. You have made her the president of what she's doing. You have her there for a reason. You have her there for a purpose. And let her hang up a bullshit. Oh, come over. We yande ki yande. Oh, let the fire of the Holy Ghost start from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let the fire move her like now. Oh, yonder, tiki, yo, ho, ho, ho. And I bless her tonight. I bless her tonight like never before. In my obedience to you, Holy Father, because you said if I do it, I speak better, I'm thinking better, I'm doing better. I'm calling the devil a liar at his face. He is a liar. He has no right to even try to come near us. And I want to thank you for sitting and listening tonight. I praise you, Father. I praise you, Father, for her. Dr. Lewis, God bless you and God keep you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Hunter.
Yes, ma'am. And Father, tonight, I'm obeying you, Father. I'm obeying you,
yes,
Father.
Yes.
Not what I want, but your will, Father. Your will. It's your will, not mine. It's your will. It's your will. You can use this body anything you want to use it for. Use it, Father. Use it, Father. Use it, Father. Use it. Use it like never before. Use it, Father. Use it. Not my will, but your will be done. Use it, Father. Use it. I love you. And I adore you for what you've done tonight. Because I stayed with you today and you told me if I would be obedient tonight, I would receive a manifold of the supernatural power more than ever before. And the more I've called on your name, the more I've seen it, the more I've watched you operate, the more I can believe, the more I know who can show. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. And Father, tonight we just take authority and we just believe that you're touching right now to somebody that's calling, somebody somewhere. And Father, we are meeting at the well. Because at the well, when they met at the well, the man met at the well and Jesus said, do you need some help? And he told him, rise up and walk. The woman met at the well and she said, I have no water. And God gave, and because Joseph was there, and they dug and brought this thing, and we thank you right now. And we thank you, Father. We thank you and we praise you. We adore you. We magnify your name. And we just believe for the anointing that breaks every stronghold in Houston, Texas, in the state of Texas.
Yes.
We just declare and decree all 50 states, there is a fire. 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 For when Adam first saw God, it saw fire up and fire down. Ezekiel said it was fire up and fire down. When Jesus stood, the fire of the Holy Ghost, the fire upon us, the fire. And I pray tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, when we look back, look forward, pressing in, pressing out, pressing in, pressing out. We're expanding the kingdom of God by bringing souls that are lost right now. I want to thank you tonight for everything you've done, Father, right now, and my obedience towards you, you told me to do, and I've obeyed, and I want to say thank you. I want to say hallelujah and praise your holy name. It's you, Father. Shake Baba Bosan. Let the anointing fall right now. Anointing right now. Over this radio station for the next until this time is moved. Right now, like never before. Fire.
Yes.
Fire.
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 Fire. Like
fire.
Never before. Fire.
Yes.
Touch somebody right now. Heal somebody right now. We thank you, Father. For somebody. Somebody is crying right now. Somebody's saying right now, Oko Shande City Ande do da la babo yo ta ta. Oko Shande City Ande do da babo yo ta ha 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 ha. Ooh, thank you, Father. Your word is so powerful. Your word is so powerful. Your word is so powerful. It's your word. It's your word. Your word has brought us where we are right now. I want to thank you. I want to thank you. I see the fire that's constantly moving. The fire is right there for us. It's for us. It's with us. And we thank you. And I know tonight's going to be a different night. And for this, I say, praise you, Holy Father. I praise you, Holy Father. I love you, Holy Father, for everything you're doing right now. Oko Shande City Mambabota. Eko Shande Deota. Oh, praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we just come against every evil spirit that's come against somebody right now. That we reach out and touch somebody right now, Father, because we know your word says they are healed right now. And we just believe it.
Yes.
We just believe it. We don't act like it. We know that they are healed by the word of peace, by the stripes that Jesus bore on his back. We believers are healed. I know. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. It's your word. Thank you, Father.
Thank
you. Yes, Lord. Lord, I love you. And I praise you. I thank you for these women. So I call them in. Men, come on in. Men, where are you? Come on in. Hallelujah. And I praise you. Hallelujah. Woo.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Your word.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Welcome, Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Yes. It's your word, not me. Chaka shati yo. Hilamisota. Hekota Sunday. Hey, yetaha. Welcome. Hallelujah. And Father, we just want to thank you. We want to praise you. We know it's your word that's being spoken tonight. And we said thank you. We love you. Oh yes, Father. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God. What a fire. Woo! Yes, Lord. Your word is a fire. Right now, Father, you're still stirring up in Brenda, and you're stirring up in her right now like never before, because it's your word. It's your word that's moving in Brenda right now. It's your word that's moving her right now. It's your word that's moving out in her right now. And thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Father, tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, we come believing for all the saints. We call upon those who are standing in the places right now, and we realize that the supernatural fire is falling around this place and the places in the earth realm to those who can believe. For we just believe right now is a place where we just decide. We know because the Holy Ghost is moving. I pray this night for Sonia. I pray that you will keep her. Keep her and her children. Keep all her parents. Keep that you have assigned her. Let her stand firm. Not only stand firm, but stand upright. Speak the words of truth. Speak the words of truth. I want to call upon that on her. But every man, every woman across the globe, Jesus Christ is on his way back. We're trying to get us all ready to come to meet him. Hallelujah. Because he's coming back. Not as Jesus. He's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's coming back to destroy the enemy. The word has already declared that he took on the form of a man, not to be equal with God, but that he might destroy the works of the devil, and that he might set those who've been temptated and pushed aside. You gave the authority to him, Father. You gave it to him. And for Jesus Christ, I love you. I thank you. I love you. Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Hey, mama. What cause the TV off on Hoja? Oh, you need to go to Nitika. Fire! Fire! Woo! Fire!
Hallelujah. Fire. Thank you, Father. Thank you when John Osteen walked out and you did fire. Fire. Fire on the radio station. Fire right now. Fire. Fire in the belly. Fire. 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 And Father, let the anointing, let the anointing, as the Apostle Paul said, what I receive is not of a man, not heard of a man, but it's God Almighty. And for this we said, thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Hosha. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory.
I obey God. I obey God. I obey God.
Yes, yes.
I obey God.
Hallelujah.
I obey God.
Thank you, Father.
Because I want the best that God has for me in this life. I'm not going to take second place. I won't take second place.
Eager.
Has to be first place for God in my life. Has to be first place.
Thank you,
Thank you for my beloved sisters on the radio here with me, Lord. You bless them and they'll be it. And I said, Lord, if only two show up. And Father, you send two to show up in faith factor. In the faith factor. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got to take the attitude. I got to press on in. I got to press on in. I can't look to the left or to the right. I got to look straight ahead. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. And Father, right now, Brenda, you just you can feel that anointing. I know you can feel it. I know you can feel it. Ooh, I know you can feel it. It's like fire. It's like fire. Woo! Oh, glory. I've obeyed God. If y'all got something to say, go right ahead. I've obeyed God. I've obeyed God. I've obeyed God.
All right. Well, Dr. Hunter.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to share a praise report. And,
yes, ma'am.
My daughter is a branch manager at Amegy Bank. And on Wednesday, the Lord had her looking out the window.
And
she saw these men jumping out the door, pulling masks over their head. And she hollered to her staff, lock the door, lock the door, lock the door. And so when they yanked on the door, they could not get in. And so I just want to say that angels are always watching over us, even when we're not thinking about things. And so her quick reaction or response, was able that her branch was not robbed. And same robber went down the street to the Amegy Bank close to 59, and what happened there was a man was getting out of his car, and he saw them put the mask over their head. So he got back in his car and drove away, but the people know that he saw them. And so he had two failed attempts. One of the customers says they saw them at my daughter's bank with a gun and everything. So I am just grateful today that the Lord just watched over and kept my daughter, kept the other employees also. And so I just ask that we continue to pray for this society where men don't want to work, they want to take. And so I just want to keep all of us lifted up because we never, never, never know where the enemy is lurking. But trust me, he is lurking. And so you have to stay prayed up. You have to. You have to stay prayed up to be able to come back to the fiery dark, you know. And so I just thank God today, you know, because he's wonderful, he's merciful, he's kind, he's loving. And he's unselfish, you know.
Amen.
In fact, he's willing to sacrifice his son for a wretch like me. And so I heard you say, I will keep my eyes lifted unto the hills. So will I, Dr. Hunter. I will keep
Amen.
My eyes to the hills because I
Amen.
Know where my help comes from. And I'm so glad that sometimes I get sleepy, sometimes I just don't feel like it or whatever, but I'm glad that I serve a God that neither slumbers nor
sleeps.
He's on his job 24/7. So I just thank you tonight for calling me to be on the line. I'm just encouraged. I thank you for your prayers. And I believe in everything that you said. I accept it. You know, I believe
Amen.
By faith
Amen.
That the fire
Amen.
Is falling
Amen.
Everywhere. You know, and it's touching lives. This radio program is touching lives, you know.
It's
and sometimes it can be downhearted, but it's touching lives.
Touching
and I
lives.
Mean, it's the little bunny with the fire. He's just running all rampant, you know, touching lives, touching people. Tell them to come here. Tell them to be on the line. Telling them to receive what thus says the Lord. Lord, I'm sorry. And it's just fire. Everywhere.
Fire.
So I just thank God. I just thank God
Amen.
Tonight for the opportunity to be on the line.
Amen. Prophetess, I believe, I know God has been a prayer warrior. And I say this unconditionally, not to lift up, but to say what God has done for her, Brenda. When I
yes,
was
yes.
attacked by the enemy, this woman came all the way from Georgia to obey God.
Mm.
Obey God.
Yes,
and come
yes,
prophesied
yes.
in my life what God was going to do if I would be obedient. And one of the things I was praying for, and she said, God said, you got it behind. She said, first thing, he going to give you the radio station. And I got the radio station. And all I got to
right.
do is glory to God. Glory
yeah.
to God. And there's much, much more that's going to happen. All I can say is this. When God sends a man or woman in your life, the best thing to do is to listen what God is saying through
yeah.
them
yeah.
to you. Because it will
yeah.
beat you
yeah.
up. It's not going to tie you down. But I can say this. There was a time almost 4 years ago when I couldn't even, I couldn't say a word, but you hear me saying tonight, but look what God has done.
Yes.
Look what God has done.
Thank you, look. Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Walking better. I got out today, I said, I told my wife yesterday, I said, baby, I said, I've been praying for the last 6 months that I can go on the, Home Depot and take one of the baskets and just walk mm. to that place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah,
you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the other day
Thank
I went
Lord.
There, my wife didn't understand, but I said, Lord, the opportunity is now. And before I'm thinking, here's a basket. I got one for you. God has an angel right there to bring me a basket. And God has
yeah.
a basket. I'm going to tell you, I can walk a whole lot better than what I was before. And I thank God.
Thank you, God.
Tears in the sorrow, the tears of joy. There's joy. There's joy. It's just a joy.
Yeah.
And the day I said, Lord, he said, I want you to go out. I'm going to show you something. He said, go out there where your car and start polishing on it. I said, but he said, obey me. I went out there. And I obeyed God when he said on the car. And God said, see, you do what I say, it will be done. And I said, yeah, Lord. And all I'm telling you tonight, We got to obey God. We got to
obey. Yes,
we ain't
hallelujah.
Got no way out. We ain't got no way out. We said we are servants.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes,
thank
Lord.
You,
and I told my wife, I said, baby, I said, you ain't seen nothing yet. But the devil came in to kill me, but God said, I've given you life.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Life. Thank
you, Jesus. And I'll never forget it. I stood that day in my house. I said, now here come another woman, go meddle me. And God said, no, she's here to help you. And when I heard what she said, I watched God.
Hallelujah.
Move. Like never before. Many things will it have to die of. But I say this to you with love in my heart. I'm in love with Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Like never before. I don't care what nobody's saying. I'm in love with him. You can say what you want to say. No, he's my Savior. No. That ain't, I don't care. I know what Jesus told me. And I'm saying this to those who are listening before behind the scene, I feel a fire coming on my hand. And God said, he said, we will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Shall,
not must, shall.
Shall.
Perfect tense. Shall. We're going to see, and I was reading that I was teaching about the Nathaniel. And when Philip went down, Philip preached to them the words. He went down, he said this, and God sends, he said some of the church, this and that and this. But here's a scripture that I was reading tonight, and God blessed me. And God, you know, God is awesome. Oh, my God. God
is.
Woo! See, God. See, when God began to speak his word, and the more you began to look at it, Brenda, the more you began to see it. And that's why a lot of people say, well, he think he knows something. No, I don't know nothing. I am just trying to learn like everybody else is trying to learn about. See, the more you search God, the more you'll find God. Amen.
Amen.
But see, when Philip went down to Samaria and preached, he the same message he preached, and there was signs, there was healing, and there were miracles. They heard it, they saw it, and they had eyes to see. And God said there were miracles in the Word of God. If you go in the book of Acts, you'll find it. Hallelujah. See, God has given us a supernatural anointing. Hallelujah. And the other night, I'm going to tell you something. My bed was full of ants. Do you know that one of them stung me but once or twice? But the bed was full of ants. But look at God. Look at God. God kept me. Because if they'd have stung me, my body would have probably... If the enemy come to destroy...
Yes.
I'm telling you, beloved, the enemy comes to destroy us, but I have said to him, I said to him today, I said, today is the first day of August, and you are a liar because I made a commitment. You are a liar. And I told you what God's going to do. I'm not trying to prove to you no more. I'm pressing in now. I'm pressing in. And I'm saying to you, believe it right now. God said, if we are the seed of Abraham, we have a right of the Spirit through the promise. We have that right. Hallelujah. Woo! Ah, yeah. Woo! I get drunk in the Spirit, so when I get drunk sometimes, I get drunk in it. But that's all right. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of you sisters, y'all got something to say to the body of Christ, go ahead and say, somebody listen behind the scene. Somebody listen. Brenda, thank you for that report. Thank you for that report tonight, Brenda. That was an enemy. Oh. We've exposed him.
Yes.
We've exposed him. So now we pray for those at the hospital. We pray that the angels on assignment watch over every one of them, regardless, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We believe Houston belongs to us. We believe. The United States belongs to us. It's ours. It is ours. You said it, Jesus. We can have it. All we got to do is, as Jesus said, if you ask anything in Jesus' name, the Father will do it. Houston belongs to us. Georgia belongs to us. It's ours. Hallelujah.
Yes. Oh, God.
And the day when I was listening to the news, and I cut it off and listened to it and stuff, but they said they're going to bring that Ebola back. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, when the Ebola gets to Georgia, let complete Kikahosha, let complete healing. Woo! Fall upon that lady, that man. That Ebola has been destroyed in the name of Jesus. No disease will take out in America. We have the rights and authority. And I'm doing a watchman call and call. You got the right to speak. Can't touch the body of Christ. Can't do it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen. Somebody got some money. Amen.
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 To God be the glory. Yes, I can feel the fire and the power of the anointing on this line tonight. I bless the Lord for his presence.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And that's something you... Amen.
Yes, you're talking about the believers believing and doing the greater work that God has called us to do. And, you know, it's so many times I have heard people say, you know, delayed but not denied. And there's nowhere in that word that everything is. He's a right now God. And that's what we have to get to people's mindset. It was not a healing that took place on yesterday, but it was a healing that took place today. Anytime anyone showed up on the scene, change took place. Change happened. It was never a delay. When the blind man approached Jesus to see, what did he do? He saw that when the leprosy, they wanted to be healed. There was no delay. They were healed. And see, man has programmed our mind to think that there's a delay in God. There is no delay in God because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. And that's why he says faith is a now substance. See, we got to believe in that now substance. Who is that now substance? That now substance is Jesus Christ, who has done it all.
My God.
We believe that he has done it all, then we would begin to walk in the things that God has already set forth and established for you and I. That's what God is trying to get our mindsets to. Now, tomorrow is not promised to anybody. So why would your healing be tomorrow when your healing is right now?
Right now.
We got to stop believing God for the right now. We got to program our mindsets for the right now. We got to begin to speak things for the right now. Call those things to be not as well. Speak those things into existence. In the power and authority that God has in the beginning. I think I heard the scripture quoted tonight that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
Woo! And they that dwell therein.
when he spoke everything into existence, it was never a delay. It was a right now. It was a right now. And when he even created us in his image and his likeness, it was a right now. We got to start breathing breath into some circumstances and some situations that we're going through. Breathe that breath, that God breath, into Adam.
Yes.
Breathe life into that situation. He came that we would have life and have it more abundantly.
Yes.
But because our mindsets don't line up with the word of God, there's when your delay comes in. But when your mindset begins to line up with the word of God, guess what? It happens right then and there. It happens right now.
I can think
of, I want a ham sandwich. And how about he have somebody down the line say, here's a whole ham for you.
I just asked for
a ham sandwich. But no. Dr. Hunter, you just said it. We don't want nothing but the best from God. That's what he promised us, and that's what he's already established. We are kingdom kids, and we got to start changing our mindsets to believe that we are king kids and we are kingdom kids.
We're king. That's it.
We are royal, chosen generation. Don't allow anybody to take you out of your, pull you out of your place of your inheritance, to pull you out of your place of your own birthright. Do you have to take a DNA to say that you're God? You know, we got so many fathers that were petitions to mothers saying, oh, that baby ain't mine. But once you say, I accept you in my heart as my Lord and my Savior, you immediately become a son or a daughter of God.
Amen.
Yes.
He don't have to do no DNA because guess what? I knew you before you was even in your mother's womb.
Mm.
I established your going and your coming. Stay on that pathway. Allow him to make every crooked path straight.
My God.
It's time that we believe everything that our Father has already established for us. It's time for us to take our mindset higher. We'll never think like him. He says, put on the mind of Christ. But he says, my thoughts are higher than yours. His ways are higher than ours. So we'll never get into that place because you know what? We've seen somebody. We know what happens when you want to get in that place and you think you're bigger than God.
Amen.
He'll cast you out. Isn't that what he did to Satan? Satan thought he was bigger than God. Who are you for me to worship? Who are you for me to give praise? Who are you to get for me to give you honor? Who are you? I am your maker. Yes. Our own children. They give you praise for the things set and accomplished for their lives.
Amen.
They are grateful and they show gratitude.
Mm.
You gotta stay in that place of thanksgiving. Don't find it strange when his fiery darts come to try you. That's why it's so important for us to put on the whole armor. Let me tell you something. I said,
amen.
Lord, because he's been dealing with me about slaying demons.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Lord, and it gave me a dream, and it gave me a vision. And he said, you got to kill them. You can't just cast them out, but you got to kill them. See, we don't want to finish because we're afraid to, we don't know the unknown, so we get fearful and we don't want to step into that place. But
amen.
He has already
promised us that nothing shall harm us. We got power over our enemies. We promised to tread upon serpents and snakes and all our enemies, and nothing shall harm us. But he told us, see how loving you can. Don't rejoice over that. Rejoice because your name has been written. See how we get it, how man done put us in a place that we fear. We fear the wrong things, but he didn't give us a mind of fear. But we have allowed things to come into our lives, and we have allowed people to get into our ear gates. And we have allowed things to see. We watch too much stuff on television that portrays so much evil. But you know what? Somebody done tapped into that dark side. So I'm telling you, when you sit and you watch these scary movies, you better sit and you better ask God, what's the revelation in these movies? Because somebody done tapped into that side.
Yes, they have.
When you start tapping into that dark side, you better have your full armor on. You better know that you are suited and that you got the armor of God on, that you're able to slay these demons and these devils. Because it's for real. My mama used to tell us, if you knew what was going on in the dark, you wouldn't be outside after dark.
Get out of here. Because, come on here, sister.
Come on. They're warring. The spirits are warring. The spirits are fighting. But because we cannot see with our natural eyes, we miss it. And things begin to attack us because we're out there. We're out there in the dark. We thinking we out there hanging out with our friends, clubbing and so forth and just having a good time. As people like to say, we're kicking it. And don't even know what you're kicking up. Don't even know what you're kicking up. Don't even know what you're stirring up because it's starting to attach itself to you. That's why we have to have our full armor on. And I'm telling you, it's time for each and every one of us to come up even higher. So we'll be able to pull down those strongholds and those dark and wicked high places because you can't do it with your natural eyes. And this is not the time to strut a defense. I'm not going to call anybody name out, but I'm going to tell you, and I hope you hear this in the Holy Ghost. This is not the time nor the place to strut a defense.
No.
I'm telling you, this is not the time. This is the time to draw closer to God like never before. I just talked about those horror movies. Those movies can't even begin to portray what's actually going on in the spirit world. And I'm telling you, if you're not connected, you're going to be devoured.
Amen.
You got to stay connected. How can someone protect you and you're not connected.
Got to be connected.
You got to be connected. We can even go into the natural right now. We can take the army for a minute. Now, when they join the army, they take them through boot camp, and they see who's going to be able to survive even boot camp. If you can't survive boot camp and hang with the young men, young women that's in your group, you're not going to be able to survive. They're not going to be able to use you. Now, I'm not saying that you can't be used somewhere else, but you're not going to be able to be used out there on the battlefield.
That's right.
And that's why it's so important that we know our positions as well. Because sometimes we want to step out there on a battlefield and we think we're equipped, but yet we get slain. We get wounded. Tragedy. And we need to stay in our own lane, stay in our own position. If you know that you're not sold out, if you know that God, I didn't say 100 with man. I said, if you know that you're not 100 with God, why would you risk your brother or your sister in jeopardy?
My God. Preach it.
That's what we're doing. When we know that we're not equipped and we want to pretend like we are, we want to keep on wearing these different masks. We don't want to get naked before man because God sees it all. So you might as well get naked. Here I am. I stand before you.
My God.
I don't have no shame in my game because I won't allow the enemy to keep me bound in whatever God has set me free from. And that's what we got to, our mindset. How bad do you want it? Not for yourself, but for somebody else. Offer your body as a holy living sacrifice. Accept the will of pleasing to God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That means we got to begin to die to ourselves so somebody else can live. And I'm telling you, if you truly love your family, because that's where it started first. Charity starts at home and spread abroad. If you truly love your family, truly die to your flesh. Don't argue with the enemy, because that's all it is. That's all it is. It's the enemy that want to get you off course. And I'm talking about the enemy using your children, using your husband, using your wife. Don't argue with them. You go take it to God. God said he will fight for you. See, that's the biggest thing we want to do. We want to wrestle with flesh and blood when the word bluntly tells us not to wrestle with flesh and blood. When are we going to get sick and tired of being sick and tired? Because, see, a lot of places, we ain't sick and tired of being sick and tired. Because, you know, when you get sick and tired, you know you can't do nothing with the situation. You're gonna turn it over. And that's all God's saying is, turn it over to me. Don't get to the place that you get sick and tired. Because if you just get sick and tired, even in your own household, how are you going to get out there and you're going to build my kingdom? How are you going to get those to come into my kingdom? When we don't want to stand and we don't want a war and we don't want to fight. I'm telling you, prayer is the key. Prayer is the key to everything that we need. I'm telling you, if you don't have effective prayer life,
God,
number 5 minutes. You ask God to increase that 5 minutes. You ask God to increase that 10 minutes. You ask God to increase that 30 minutes. Prayer is the key to everything that we need to survive. Prayer begins your intimate relationship with God. And that's what he wants.
His phone number. Amen. Amen. Stay on the line, everybody. Call that number, 347.
To God be the glory.
Amen. Hold on, everybody. 347-850-8955. You got it? Call right in. Amen. Well, you know what? I want to say tonight to all of us that are listening. Now, God has done something supernatural for me. And I'm here to tell you right now, all I can say is I'm not trying to figure it out. I'm not telling you the scientific approach because I know what God said. He said, I will heal your body in his time. See, because God has a way of bringing us to a place to believe and trust and watch God. And the most of it all is I know that God told me. He said it. Somebody said, well, a lot of people say, aren't you healed? I said, yeah, I'm healed by the stripes that Jesus bore on the back. But But sometimes, as I read the Bible, God didn't treat me like I was a sinner. He chastised me. He chastised me for some things I've done before and wrong. And I'm just going to tell you point blank, I did. I did. But God brought me to a place where I can humble myself and say to the people that are listening, when you know that you know that you know that you know, and if you, when you humble God, God will use you any way you want to be. And I say it to you again, when you humble yourself to God, not look above anybody else, but to Jesus, through Jesus to God, and God will bless you. Hello, Butler?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we got you on the line with us. We got some prayer warriors on here. This brother here is one I've been believing for a long, long time, and he's a man of God, and I want God to use him like never before because I know God can do it. And what God is doing for him, and Butler, we just been having a prayer. God led me on a prayer tonight, a prayer marathon. And I prayed, and you just called back, and I said, if one returned the call, I've met God. I've done what God told me to do. That's been almost 3 hours when I got on the line, and here you are right now. And here you are. Go and say something to the people listening.
Well, I'm glad that I called, and I was when I first called, I was listening to a young lady who was talking, and it was very encouraging. And what I want to do tonight is just I'll be calling more often, but I want to listen to what they had to say and let the Holy Spirit guide their words that I can receive it as God see fit.
Amen. Amen. Butler, like I told you, speaking to people from across the world, this lady is on the line, is from Georgia. Isn't how God operates? Now, she lives in Georgia, but on the line right now. Amen.
Wonderful.
And I will say this about her. It's a woman who will obey God. I got two on the line. They will obey God. They love God. And if God says something to you, they're going to tell you in the best way they know how. They're going to say, you know, God loves you, but he wants you to do this. And sometimes you can say, you do? And God say, yeah, I do. And God want us to obey him. Anybody want to speak to him tonight? Anybody? This is Brother Butler from Houston, Texas. He's a man of God. He's a minister. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
Yeah, thank you.
Amen. Just be encouraged and know that God is God. Know that he is who he say he is, and know that he would do exactly what he said he would do. Have no doubt. He said the just shall live by faith.
Yeah.
And we can't waver in our faith. We got to believe only. It's a place that God want to take each and every one of us. And he said, I'll take you from glory to glory to glory. And it's time to go in that glory place. See, when we enter into that glory, glory, glory place, there ain't no more fighting. There ain't no more warring that we have to do. God said, I'm going to stand up. A vengeance is mine, said the Lord. And he's going to fight for you. He said, 10,000 shall fall to your left and 10,000 shall fall to your right. Wherever you listen, he said, let God arise and all his enemies be scattered. See, a lot of times we want to take on things that ain't even our thing to take on. But tonight I'm telling you, brother, let it go and let God arise and let God rise and show himself mighty and powerful in your life.
Mm.
Amen. Mm. Amen. Mm.
That's great. That's super.
Butler?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I can feel the anointing flowing off the radio line to you. My.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Let me make a small statement. I just want to share.
No, go ahead. We got time. Go ahead.
We just came out of vocational Bible school, and Sister Emily was our teacher for the adults, and our topic was counterfeit. Jesse's question, counterfeit. And something that is not real. It looks real, but it's not.
Yes.
And she took that and related with the human being. And related with the Holy Spirit. If you ain't real inside, the outside gonna look big.
Yeah.
But if you're real inside and got the Holy Spirit in you and the love of Jesus, you shouldn't be counterfeit.
Come on.
Are you following me?
Yes. Yeah.
What is counterfeit? Counterfeit is something that is fake. We got a lot of fake Christians in this world. Even from the pulpit to the pew.
Yes.
Counterfeit.
My God. My God.
So, if you look at people, don't judge them. Judge not, so you shall not be judged.
Amen.
But if the Holy Spirit is upon you, not say be on you 24/7, because, you know, sometimes the mind get weak. You can overdo it. But you have to have the strength and the courage to know when what you're doing and how you're doing it and how much you need to do of it for the mind's sake. You need to be strong enough to keep Satan away, because he's around us 24 hours a day. He's around us 24 hours a day. As I always say in this Houston Harris County, you got over 6 million people. You got six million different spirits. They're out there to attack us.
Yeah.
Even the one that's been going on 100 years ago, that spirit still roam in the air.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Still wrong.
Solution.
We're going to have to trust in Jesus Christ even more so, and be, like I said, on the message that I gave last, consecrate
yeah.
yourself.
Amen.
You have to consecrate. I don't care how you put it. You must deliver your all to him.
All.
Not part. The inner spirit, not your physical spirit outside, but your inner spirit. And commit yourself to that. And also study the Word of God. You have to try to learn the whole Bible. What you need to do. And you take that and learn that, and God will direct you through any of it, then he'll lead you to other passages that you need to bring into it.
Yeah.
Yes, we got Pastor Run from 1, Genesis to Revelation. All the time. But do they really understand it?
My God.
They're good public speakers. Can out-preach the same thing. But do they have the Holy Spirit?
Say it.
Is it led by God? A lot of them know. It's a show.
Boy, you're preaching tonight, boy. Amen. You're preaching tonight, brother.
Well, I'm just saying a few words. I mean, you know, I'm hoping that someone will understand, you know.
My brother, we've been doing this on this radio station right here. And one thing I can tell you, these two women, they know the Lord. They know the Lord. And I know one because one came all the way from Georgia. And you met her at my house. Did you meet her at my house? You know that lady that came all the way from Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
But you're on the line with her right now.
Oh, okay.
That's the one spoke. And look what God has done. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
No doubt about it.
She obeyed God. And the devil had me, believing you ain't going to make it. You just might as well give it up. Call it quits. And she came and just encouraged me just a little bit more. And I said, devil, you ain't nothing but a damn B-A-M-M lie.
That's right.
From the pits you go back. So go on back. And as I was telling her about what God told me, God said to me, he said on August the 1st, there will be a change in your life. There will be a shift, a change in your life. I said, okay, Lord, I get up there this morning, and I've been telling God for 6 months. I said, I want to go to, I'm passing by it every day, coming from my place where I go for my work on my body. I said, I want to go to a Home Depot. I want to go in there and get that thing and just push it. And as I was going
the
in there. Go
basket.
Ahead. The basket, yeah. And and as I was kind of nervous, but as I was standing there, the man said, here's the basket you need, sir. And looked around the man, I said, this must be God sent an angel. I've got the basket. And you know how big and wide it is in Home Depot. I walked in it, pushed the basket and my body around walking. I said, look at God. Making me walk better. Look at God.
Right.
Hallelujah. And then this evening, God said, I got some more. He said, but I'm going to see if you're going to hear me. I sit there, and I said, well, my wife, he said, are you going to listen to me? I said, yes, sir. God had me set up by that car and began to polish that car. Because the more I would obey God, watch your phone, somebody. You got to take it off of mute. Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. And the more I would polish that cup, the more I said, look at God. He said, see, he said, if you do like I tell you to do, everything will be just like. I said, okay, Lord, I understand. And the Lord said, he says, Nate, I want you to obey me. I got on the radio station, and God said, everyone that I tell you, call them and pray for them. And I called everybody that's on the line, and God done sent three that I prayed for. He said, because the time has come. And I'm here to tell you, when God made a shift in my life, a lot of things didn't look good, but God made a shift. And that's what I tell you tonight, a shift. I'm not concerned about a pastor, a preacher, evangelist, a prophet. I'm concerned about the one named Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the King of kings. And I keep saying to somebody, and the devil tried to come in. I said, no, you have no more rights here. Your time is up. You've been vacated. Go. Don't return. The storm came in when it rained left. A lot of stuff happening up in my home, right in my community. But nothing hit mine because God has given his angels charge to watch over us. And I will say this tonight. The more we believe what God is going to do. And Butler, as I said, when we get ready to have the revival, you ain't seen nothing yet. I mean, what God's going to do, my God. God woke me up, showing me this morning. Showing me. I said, okay, Lord. I obeyed him. But it's like you said, Butler, and the prophetess, and to Brenda, it's in our hearts that flow. What flows out can't flow back in. We empty to be refreshed. And one thing I love about the Apostle Paul, when he said to the Galatians, he says that one thing. He said, the words that I have received, they were not of man, nor by man, but it was a revelation of Jesus Christ to me. And when I read that 3 years ago, I said, what? The Apostle Paul wrote all the pointedly 14 books. That's all right. Don't worry about that. We got the time. But all of a sudden, God made it possible. God made it possible. And I want to thank y'all for being on the radio with tonight. And innocent prayer, butler.
Oh, gracious Father, I thank you for allowing me to be a participant on this magnificent radio station. Big things are still to come. God is going to bless this station as well as the participants being home. Oh, gracious Father, open up the windows, open up the doors, and open up the sky, and let all the people, one brain one, two brain two, three, and it's going to multiply. This is what we want, it to multiply so we can bring more people to Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, with the holy of the holiness. In Jesus' name, I pray that everyone be beneficial to what Jesus Christ has for each and every one of us. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. God bless you. And I always say, I love you. I love you.
I love you.
Ain't nothing you can do about it.
I love you.
Amen.
Until the next time,
God bless you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.